Thank you, Heather. So I'll open the floor if there was any questions or comments. There's one point I wanted to underline in what Heather has said, because something new we haven't discussed at all, and we might devote some time later on this issue, which is the fact that even when you're not directly involved in the UPR procedure, the UPR as such creates a space and a concern, and which means that organizations, that means precisely not your organizations who are here in the room right now, but other organizations in the country who would say, you know, well, we don't have, for good reasons, actually, you know, we don't have any resources to invest into this procedure and whatsoever. So we have a tendency, and we've lived that also in Switzerland, you'll hear about it just in a little while, to leave these organizations aside. You know, say, well, okay, too bad, and then, sorry, we'll see each other at another time. And then we go on with our own work on the UPR procedure. And I think what Heather has really very relevantly underlined, it's important to have a wider coalition, to create a space, coalition or whatever, and that's what we can discuss. How do we do that? So that the people who are concerned indirectly, perhaps they missed the point or they really just don't have the resources, have a capacity to be involved, globally speaking. They can follow what is happening. They might not have sent information. But then, and especially when we think, how can we make the UPR a public issue, they can themselves give an echo to that afterwards, even if they were not involved before. So I think it's very interesting to see that it's not only how do we come together, which is already one of the first challenges we have, because it's not that easy to come together, as it was said before, with Jean-Claude's coming from different quarters, you know, those working on women's, those working on LGBT, those working on environment and whatsoever. And then why should we all, you know, work together because our issue seems to be so different? So that's already a first challenge. But more than that, you can also have a challenge in trying to have all of the concerned organizations have some kind of involvement, some kind of a follow-up, and not be left on the side. Otherwise, indeed, we are weakening the whole process and we're not making the best out of it. So I think this is a very important issue that we can add to the reflections we're gonna pursue over the coming days. Well, once again, thank you very much, Heather, for your contribution. I have to apologize because we're a bit late, but we had these technical problems at the beginning of the session. And we had to fix that, so now it's working, which is a good point. And I'll stop here this first part of the session and hand over to Monique and for the presentation of the National Institution. And we're very happy also to greet Selim Neffa from the Swiss Coalition. So once again, thank you to the two contributions. And yes, we can give a hand.